Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.
Hey, everybody. Guys.
Welcome back to the Flow of C & Co.
How's everyone doing? I hope y'all doing good.
I wish everybody could respond to
us. I know, right? That would be perfect.
We really should work on doing like a live podcast, but that'll come with time.
It'll come in time. Yeah. And then have everybody listen to us, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. So, how has your weekend been, Courtney? Or how was your weekend, actually?
My weekend was really good. So, as you all know, I was in a car accident a week ago. But this weekend, I was able to get me a new car. And that was so exciting. Just to do it on my own. It's different when you do stuff on your own. Mm-hmm. And then getting help, like, you just feel a certain type of way. I don't know.
You feel like
I'm doing, like, yeah, like I feel like a grown up.
You feel good about it.
Yeah, so I did that, and then my uncle, he actually came out here to visit me, so that was really nice of him too. He surprised me.
What when he came down here, what did he do? Why was he down here?
So he came out here because of the tornado that happened, which we'll get that later. But he was just coming out here just to like surprise me, just to see how I was doing. It was like a pop up. Like, I want to see how you doing, but I don't want you to know when I'm coming type. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad he did. But
it's your mom's brother. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, I look at him like a dad because, you know, I don't have a father figure in my life besides my uncle and my granddad. So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just been always been like your mom.
Cool. Yeah, so to have him come out here, that made my weekend really good.
Have you ever met your dad, though? Mm-mm. Your biological dad?
Possibly when I was younger, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember, but then I have, like, you know, when you have some little...
Like just little vivid memories.
Yeah, too. But then you don't know if it's real or if you don't know
Dreamed about it.
Yeah. So I have those, but I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, like... I mean, there's some mothers that aren't in their children's lives, mm-hmm. but, like, that's rare. I just wish more men would see how much, you know,
yeah.
they are needed in their child's life.
Yeah, because a child deserves both parents in their life.
Yeah.
It can definitely change an aspect of how people grow up, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, my weekend was good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was, what did I do? So, like I usually do, I usually work Friday and Saturday. I feel like my weekends fly by because I work Friday nights, so that's nothing. And then I work Saturday mornings, and it's like when I get off of work, half the day is gone. And then all I got to do is, or all I can get to do is go out Saturday night and then wake up Sunday and try to have fun on Sundays. But it's like Sunday, I'd be wanting to chill.
Right.
But overall, though, my weekend was pretty great. You know, I do another podcast with Square Biz Radio, and so we weren't able to do that on Wednesday because of the tornado. But like, we'll get into that in here in a second. But we weren't able to do that, so I feel like a lot of businesses have been affected by that. But as far as my weekend was pretty great. My friend, actually today is her birthday, 29th. Today is her birthday, and she had a Halloween party.
Okay.
And it was pretty fun. I wasn't like anybody, but I was like purging, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wore like my purging mask, and me and Jeremy dressed up as the purge.
Oh,
and it was nice though. I had fun. Other than that, That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean the costume. I think that sounds like a cute costume. Both of you being a purge.
Well, I was kind of mad because, like, first of all, mm-hmm. I paid for express shipping for like so my shoes can come here within a day. They mm-hmm. came here. They got here on Monday, and I was mad about that because I pay like $20 extra just to get my shoes here, and so I definitely need to follow up with Forever 21 because I'm really upset about that. So right. I wasn't able to wear my shoes, but I was able to wear
like the rest of your outfit.
Like, yeah, but no, let me tell you about that too.
Oh my god,
my outfit was too little. What? My outfit was too little. I literally had, and then they had a foot part in the outfit. I'm gonna show you a picture. So if you've ever seen like one of those asymmetrical outfits, like mm-hmm. asymmetrical bodysuits, where it's like your so leg is out, but mm-hmm. and then it's like a full leg. That's exactly what I wore, and yeah, it was too little. Let me see if I can find this picture. So you see how like on this side it's like nothing, but like on this side, let me see. Well, you can kind of see it right here. Like, I just had, like, a full body.
Like, a full body suit, but your leg was, it was cute.
Yeah, but, like, that leg had, like, the body suit part, too. I wish I could show you guys. I'm over here showing her. Oh, you can kind of see it in this video. It was like that. But it was too little. I had to cut the foot part out. And
you made it work.
Yeah, I made it work. I had to cut the foot part out and put a, like, it's ugly. I had to throw it in the trash too. I was so mad. I had to cut it up.
Yeah. And just to make it work for that day.
Exactly. And so I was really upset about that. But other than that, like I said, my shoes didn't get here on time. My outfit was trash. I got off work at like 11. I shouldn't have gotten off work at 11, but I was pretty upset about that. But mm-hmm. it's whatever.
So yeah, it was like a lot of people I feel like celebrated Halloween.
This past weekend. Yeah, because, I mean, it's not really much to do on an actual Thursday. And then, you know, people have work that Friday. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It's like, let's celebrate it the weekend before.
But, yeah. I'm still celebrating Halloween. Like, it's mm-hmm. my college homecoming weekend, UNT homecoming weekend. Shout out to UNT. But, yeah, we about to turn up this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you meet Jessica?
Jessica
from Texas Metro News.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be there. She said, well, she told me that she wanted to come. So
okay.
So yeah. I hope you are able to come on Thursday. I mean, because that's actual Halloween. Some people are actually dressing up and putting on costumes. Mm-hmm. I think I might just be me. I probably wear some ears.
Some ears and some like face paint or something
like that. Yeah. But I don't still think I want to dress up.
Right. Yeah, I'm dressing up. Because I didn't dress up last weekend. So I'm like, okay, I got to dress up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm really excited. And my two friends are coming up here. So it's like I'm going to show them Dallas. Even though I don't know everything about Dallas. I'm
going to show them. You can easily Google something.
Right. So there you have it, guys. Oh, so we are about to get into our quote of the week. You know, every week we like to begin our podcast with a quote just to get our minds flowing and get us prepared for the week to come. So my quote of the week is, you'd be surprised who's watching your journey and being inspired by it. Hmm. So don't quit. And I saw that and I was like, that was very, like, inspirational and deep at the same time.
Say it one more time.
Okay, let me read it one more time. Hold on, y'all. It is, you'd be surprised who's watching your journey, being inspired by it as well. Don't quit. Hmm. So it's like, you never know who's watching you and who's rooting for you. So it's like, don't ever quit, because even though you don't have people in your ear that's telling you you're doing a good job, or, you know, you don't have people who's just there to pat you on the back, you have people who's watching you and seeing your journey and getting inspired by it. So don't quit.
Yeah. I actually like that quote. It's crazy. I feel like we always pick quotes this like
the same.
It never fails. We always pick a quote that is the same. But I like that quote because, yeah, like you never know who's watching you. And then you do have people that are rooting for you that may not ever say anything until they feel like it's, you know, something needs to be said.
Right.
But, I like that quote. I definitely agree with that. And my quote was,
You've survived 100% of your bad days. And that's true. You're still here. If you're still here on earth, which anybody listening is
I must say.
But if you are still living after you felt like you couldn't get through a certain situation, you felt like it wasn't a turnaround from that situation, you thought that things could get worse and you have overcome them, you've definitely survived 100% of your bad days. And a bad day doesn't last forever. It might last 24 hours, but it doesn't last forever. And it's just very important that we all know that, mm-hmm. and that we all overcome the things that we may feel can hurt us and hurt us, hold us back. And I really like that quote.
I really like that quote also. Like, you never, don't dwell on your bad days. And we all have bad days, like you said, but as long as we're not stuck on them, we're going to get, the next day might be a good day, but don't just be stuck on that one bad day. Yeah. We're all going to have it. So, yeah. I like that quote.
Yeah, we definitely survived 100% of our bad days. Right. And there are more, honestly, I feel like, if we really think about it, there are really more good days than bad days. Mm-hmm. Even if you feel like you have been going through ongoing issues for days, weeks, months. But if you really, really think about it, like, I'm pretty sure, you know what, I am speaking for myself. I know a lot of times I may think about something and I may feel like it's like killing me, but or it could be something long term, but all of your days won't affect all of your days,
right?
And you really just got to stay positive and keep going. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like last week I was having like some really bad days. I think I was having like after graduation depression, like I think that's what it's called.
Like, I feel like that's what it's called, yeah. And like being hard on yourself and
And I was really, like, down and out and just sad. But I'm over it. I don't even want to live through that. I don't ever want to feel like that again. I definitely got to stay positive. And I want everybody to know that you definitely got to stay positive.
You got to stay positive. You got to keep going. Because that's crazy. Because last week, I was, like, going through it, too. Because I'm like, I don't have a car. I don't know what I'm about to do. I just got out here in Dallas. And am I going to have to go back home? Like, all types of negative thoughts are going through my head. But it's, like, I kept going. I was like, all right, I'm going to make it work. Mm-hmm. You got to make it work and you got to push through. Because now look, we both in a good mood. Like we both, that was last week. We're not dwelling on last week.
And I told you last time, like, I feel like the whole situation with your car, like, it's unfortunate that you got in that car accident. But honestly, like, you were saying that you wanted a new car and stuff. Yeah. So, boom.
See, it was like, God was bringing it to me. He was like, all right.
It sucks the way it happened. I know. But he definitely was listening and was like, all right, Courtney, not me.
Right.
No, but no, like, it's just, I don't know, just speaking from, like, a college graduate standpoint, like, there's a lot of things, like, sometimes I do really think, like, dang, like, I should be doing this, and that. But I am 22 years old, and I definitely know, like, I got to take it one day at a time. And another thing that I do want to say, like, I had a lot of negative thoughts going on, but at the same time, I had to reinforce those negative thoughts with positive energy and positive thoughts. And that comes with, like, dieting, eating right, doing something that makes you happy. Anything that just makes you happy, like, right. Do it. And, like, don't be down on yourself. I'm telling you, I was down for, like, 2 days. I was like, I can't do it. I said, I can't do it. There's people that are in my same major that came out of college doing what I wanted to do, but at the same time, they may have put more work in than I did.
Right.
And then everybody's path is different. Yeah,
everybody's path is different. So it's like you can't compare your ending or your beginning to somebody else's middle. I saw that quote somewhere, and I got to figure out where it was at. But it was like you really can't compare somebody else's, like, your life to somebody else's because you never know where they started out. You never know how they got there. So it's like, that's why it's hard to, especially with having friends or having people around you who are trying to do the same thing that you are doing, but are actually getting ahead and actually moving forward. And you're like, oh, well, I'm like at the stopping point. But you have your own trail. You're going to make it as long as you don't change the goal. You just got to change the route of the goal.
Yeah.
But just don't change that goal because once that goal happened, you're like, I knew I can do it. Now what's my other goal I need to accomplish, you know?
Yeah. So. And also, like, I feel like it was more of, like, you really have to surround yourself with people that are, like, people that that are doing the same thing that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to do that. That's definitely needed if you are, you know, wanting to make a change in your life or you feel like things aren't going a certain way. Or sometimes you may need to even separate yourself. Like,
right.
I know, like, I was just going, like I said, it was just a lot of things. Not even just with school. Like, it was just, like, a lot of things that were going through my head. And I'm like, I miss my mama and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I'm just mm-hmm. thinking about everything at, mm-hmm. like, one time and giving myself a hard time. But, yeah, at the same time, like I said, what was the quote? You survive 100% of your bad days. For sure. Yes. And I just want everybody to know that. That's my little testimony for last week.
That's my little testimony.
No, really, though. But yeah, no, I feel like our quotes are always the same.
They are always the same because we be thinking the same stuff. It's just the same vibe.
Or maybe, yeah, I've been saying we probably go through the same things at the same time.
And then we have bad days, but we keep on pushing.
Yep.
You keep on pushing, y'all.
Well, remember that you are listening to The Flow of C & Co, and we will be right back.
Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show.
The Flow.
The C and Co. Nah, but we're going to get into our next topic. And our topic is going to be, actually, I need to change my tone of voice.
No, I had
to clear my voice. No, we're going to be talking about the shooting that happened in Commerce, Texas. Well, it was really like Greenville, Texas, but it was Commerce Homecoming last weekend or this past weekend. And there was a shooting that had taken place at a homecoming party. It's like really sad and unfortunate that that happened.
Right. Just to know, like, those kids were having fun. Not even kids, like, it's homecoming, so college students.
Yeah, you got people coming back to homecoming wanting to have a good time. Right. And then that happened.
Like, you can't even have a good time.
I don't really understand why things like that happen, especially at a fun event. You know, I don't know why somebody would want to come to an event like that and just cause trouble.
Right, but for one purpose.
Right. From my understanding is that no one knows how the shooter got in, but they had security there. So security was like patting down people, making sure that they don't have any guns. But honestly, I want to start at this point. And that is security, I feel like, be half patting down people. And I'm not going to, it's just some security. It really just depends on where you're at. But if they're not really getting, people do what they do according to how much they are getting paid. Bless you.
My bad, guys.
Or excuse you. No, but
yeah, security guards, they do, like,
I mean, some people take their job serious and people don't.
Right, exactly. And if you have, I feel like every club or party should have a security guard, a woman security guard, and a man security guard. Because a man not going to really pat a girl down, and a woman not going to really pat a man down.
Yeah.
So you need to have both and actually do your job. Like, you signed up for this job, even though people may say, oh, it's just a security job, but you signed up for it.
Yeah.
You signed up to do it, so can you make sure that the people in this building will be safe?
Yeah.
Because that's really the intent for them to be there.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, because it's just like, because I was thinking to myself, like, people, especially women, like, if you have a purse or something like that, mm-hmm. The male security guard really don't check females mm-hmm. like this. So a female could have easily had, you know, like a gun in her purse or something right. of that sort right. and pass it along to a male mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. but it's just like, why even come to an event with the intentions of shooting and killing someone?
Right. Innocent people. Like, do you even if this person, this shooter knew these people at this party, but still, like, they're coming to this event, we're trying to have a good time, like, we haven't seen half these people in so long, and when we all get to reunite and try to have a good time, it's like, we can't, because we have to look over our shoulder just to make sure somebody doesn't have a gun. Yeah. Like, it just sucks that our world is really coming to be like this.
Yeah. I mean, our world has always been this way. I just feel like now is getting worse.
Now getting it's like worse, it's getting more common.
Over time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like because people have access to guns easily now, you know?
Yeah.
And I always say this, it's so sad how we're easily, you know, how people are able to get a gun easily, but it's just, they make it so hard to get things that are way more important, like
right.
visas and just, you know, it's just weird to me, but
I was talking to somebody about, like, how Texas law with their guns, and it's crazy because a lot of people who I meet in Texas, I've only been here for 2 months, but so far, so many people say, like, I wasn't born here, but I moved out here. Like, I met more people who said, I wasn't born here, but I moved out here maybe a couple years ago or maybe a couple months ago. Than people who actually said, like, I was born here. So those people who saying, like, I wasn't born here, but I moved out here, just because of that Texas gun law here, like, what? How do you feel about that? Do you think it should be changed? Because a lot of people aren't from Texas, so they're not used to this gun law. And now that they come here, it's like they maybe feel more open with it, you know?
Yeah.
Or they may feel like, oh, I get to carry a gun any and everywhere I want. Let me shoot up or... You know?
Yeah. What's the gun laws in Michigan? You're not sure?
The gun law, I'm not really sure as to, like, every gun law, but I know it's more, you can't have a gun in your vehicle. I'm not sure. I don't think you can have a gun in your vehicle. If you do, it has to be in the glove department, and mm-hmm. then it has to be in a secure, like, it has to be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe the gun law is in Michigan. I'll have to look that up. Yeah. But I know in Texas, like, it doesn't have to be locked up or in a secure, is that correct?
You can I think if you have your gun on you, you mm-hmm. definitely have to have a license
mm-hmm.
a license to carry. Another thing that I do know, I know they were saying that it's an open carry policy on college campuses in Texas too. Like, if you have a late night class and you may be feeling threatened or something like that, and if you have your license and you're able to have a gun or mm-hmm. you know, train mm-hmm. To carry a gun, you are able to have that on campus.
Right. Which I feel that part, if you feel threatened and you have a late night class, but I feel like
if you have to, if we have to live our lives with just carrying a gun everywhere, yeah. that's not okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that need to be changed. But yeah, like I said, I'm not really too big on gun laws in Texas as well, but mm-hmm. I know they are pretty kind of, like, strict, but at the same time lenient.
Yeah.
But I know they don't play if you don't have a license for your gun. Like, you can definitely go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a felony, actually.
If you don't have a license.
Yeah. I think. I don't want to lie. But...
I don't want to lie, but...
No, but
it sounds like it could be true though. Like, it, but it's just an easy.
Or if you are, I think no. License. You know what I'm thinking? No, I think if you are a felon and if you have a gun, and it's not yours, or if you already been in jail before,
mm-hmm.
and say if you're in a car with your friend or something like that, and they have a gun, but you've been in jail before, and your friend said that ain't my gun, like you can go to jail. You can go back to jail. Like, that's a felon.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's what I'm thinking about, but. Anyways,
sorry y'all, we got off topic a little bit.
But no, seriously though, it's just really crazy to me. My friend, one of my best friends, she goes to Commerce. Her name is Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
and I called her as soon as it happened because we were at my friend's Halloween party, and it was mm-hmm. like Commerce, just, you know, it was a shooting at Commerce, and So I called her, and I called her. She was, like, crying. She was like, I'm okay. Like, I just got in the car, but I'm, like, traumatized. Like, I cannot believe, you know, like, that just happened. And you know, I called her the day after, and she was like, girl, I really can't believe that it happened. Like, I'm really still in shock. Like, I'm really traumatized from, like, seeing, like, the bodies and everything. And I was just like,
people get affected by it. Even if you don't get shot, you're still getting affected in some way by seeing a dead body or seeing all that blood or just hearing the gunshots. Like, you're gonna get affected either way.
Yeah.
So they're not just affecting the people who they're shooting, they're affecting everybody in the building. Yeah. Which is even worse. So it's like,
and she was telling me like, The whole time that the person was shooting, the lights were off. Nobody, like, could really see anything. Everybody just started running. And it just, I feel bad for the two guys that lost their lives, because I just feel like our men are just, like, slowly but surely just leaving this earth. Our black men from gun violence. I feel like we were just talking about this with the Joshua Brown case, but... our from men are violence. Yeah, from gun violence. I mean, there's just gun violence going on everywhere, and that's just something that I just really and truly don't understand. Especially, why would you bring a gun to a party?
To a party, and not even to and protect I really yourself. Have,
exactly. Like, you just... It's not like you are bringing it to. I don't know. Nobody knows what the motive is. So it's really only so much that we can really say about this. Nobody knows what the motive is. Nobody really seen the shooter. I'm pretty sure somebody's seen the shooter and know who shot, but they're not going to say anything.
Yeah, because they're and scared.
They're probably scared. And then another thing, people always talk about snitching.
Yeah.
I don't believe in snitching. Like, I don't think Well, I'm not going to say I don't believe in snitching. There's just differences. Like, you know, this is someone's lives that have been taken. Like, this is somebody's life that has been taken from them.
Right.
And if you know something, say something.
Exactly.
Or if, like, I don't know. It just depends. I can't
like,
really
I can
say.
See if it, like, but at the same time, like you said, if you know something, if you saw it, then and you could have potential of helping these family, like, they just took somebody's son life. Like, if you can have potential of having that mom feel like having closure to find out who shot her son, or having the father feel closure of finding out who shot and killed their son, then I don't think that should be in the category of even snitching. That should just be like, if you've seen something, then just speak up. Just speak up about it. So many people are just so afraid of thinking that what are other people are going to think about me by me speaking up, or by me snitching, or call it snitching, or like, who cares what people think? They're going to talk either way.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to talk either way. So speak up if you saw something. I would want somebody to speak up if it was me. So.
Yeah, know. I was just about to say, if it was somebody's, sister or brother, you know, like those guys that are dead now, I know their family wants somebody to speak up.
Yeah.
I know their family do. And if it was somebody that knew that, I feel like people that know the information or probably know something about like who did it, they don't want to do that. But if it was their brother and sister,
you would want them.
They would want somebody. You know, exactly. Just, I don't know. I just say, think about how, if you were in that situation, what would you want to happen?
Right.
And I know for myself, like, I would want somebody to say something. Like,
I would for sure want somebody to say something.
You don't want to just be like, what am I trying to say? You don't want to just like not say anything.
Right. You don't want to, and then it's going to haunt you. Like, if you think about it, if they never catch this shooter and you knew who the shooter was, that would haunt me. Like, just to know that I knew who this shooter was and I didn't say anything, and just thinking about it over and over, to hear that these, not even that they were just injured, that they actually died, that would haunt me for a very long time. A very long time. You don't want to carry that on with you.
Yeah.
You don't.
I definitely agree. But another thing that I wanted to say, like, yeah, nobody's seen a shooter. Nobody knows who it was. They do have a suspect, but I honestly and truly don't think the suspect that they had did that. It's a Hispanic guy. His brother went viral on Twitter for speaking out for his brother, you know? And, I kind of watched the video, but I really didn't. Like, I did, but I didn't. And so, he was saying that his brother, you know, didn't do it. Like, his brother doesn't even have a gun. And he knows his brother. And you, speak honestly and truly, if you know somebody, you and you know they don't do it, like, you know, they didn't do it, you will, you know. I don't think that he's lying either. And I just, if it was dark, I just feel like they just got somebody because of he say, she say.
Right,
just
trying to solve it fast. Solve it fast.
And that's
not how you solve it.
That's not how you solve anything. And that's how I feel like a lot of cases go. Like, they just try to solve it and just put somebody in jail because of so much evidence. And I don't even think they have evidence. You got to think about it. They were at a party.
They were at a party. It was dark. No. If it was pitch black, then they say it was like nobody could see who was shooting, and it was at a party. So it's like, how did you get this evidence? Like, how do the police know that it was a Mexican guy? Or, you know, at this point, it's like, how I want to know how you got that evidence. Like, if I was that child's parent, I would want to know how you got the evidence, because I want to make sure that you got the right person. Because what if it happens to somebody else by the same shooter? You know. So,
yeah, they don't really have any true evidence, I feel. They just are probably questioning the young man, but I don't think that guy was the person that did it. But what do I know? I wasn't there.
Yeah.
They said that the guy had on, like, a blue vest, and that was one of the guys that had, like, on, like, a blue jacket vest looking outfit on, but
and he just opened fire. He just started shooting in the party.
Like, they said the first round went off, everybody was like running and everything, and then like a few minutes later, there were more shots. So this person definitely have a motive. We just don't know what the motive was.
Yeah,
but why go to a college party and do that?
Right. And was it like a house party, or was it like
It was definitely at a building. It was at like a facility.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this was an actual event, not just like something.
Not like a house party, not a kickback. It was an actual event. But it wasn't like sponsored by Texas A&M Commerce. Right. You know, they have like those campuses that or not even campuses, I'm sorry. They have like facilities and like
that actually sponsor
promo
parties,
groups that like actually will like help them throw the party there.
But it was still like a party. It was still like an actual event that people obviously had to buy tickets for.
Yeah.
So they were planning this out. So this shooter was, this was planned out.
Yeah.
This was planned out. It wasn't let me wake up and do, no, this was actually planned out. And that's just crazy that somebody could actually plan that out. Somebody could plan out, picture waking up. I can't even picture it, but waking up and saying, I'm about to go, or picture planning out killing somebody.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Innocent people who you don't even know. Yeah, that is really sad. Well, we do send prayers to those kids' families, those two guys who lost their life.
We there were people injured as well.
Those injured as well, huh?
But we were going to get into our next topic, and we will be right back with the flow of Seed & Co.
Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Flow of C and Co. So our next topic that we are about to be discussing is the tornado that happened about a couple days ago. This was last week. What was the day? I can't even think of the exact date that it happened.
It was
a Thursday?
No, it was definitely a Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. So this tornado came out of nowhere, and it was actually in my area. I live in Richardson.
Actually, Texas. It was a Sunday. It was a Sunday. Because I remember the Cowboys was playing.
Yep, and then all I know is so you know you get the text message on your phone saying, go in the house, like, it may be a tornado. I'm like, okay. I've gotten that text message in Michigan. So I'm like, okay, but it's never a tornado. It's never a tornado. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Do y'all have tornadoes in Michigan?
It's like, we can have a tornado, but it's like not common. Yeah. It's not common too. And so I'm looking at my phone, like, okay, we got the tornado watch, all right. So then I'm like, oh yeah, it's about to start raining. And I love being at home and it rains and get to listen to the rain. It's just so relaxing. All of a sudden, all you hear is the wind is just going crazy outside because I had my patio door open and the wind was going crazy outside. I'm like, what is going on? Just so happened. I know that after the wind stopped going crazy and it stopped raining, everybody started going outside and all the trees were torn down. Like, people couldn't even drive. We had no power. Somebody's roof was off behind me in my apartment behind me. I was just like, oh my God, like, what in the world? And I didn't know what to do. I'm glad that Sierra actually called me and just to check up on me. And she was like, I just think this is so funny. But she told me to get my mattress and go in a tub pretty much and take my mattress and like cover it up, like just cover myself up with the mattress. And hopefully, if that tornado would have came back, I would have did that too. Like, I would have got my mattress, went in the tub, and that would have been it. And just hope for the best. But yeah, that was my actual first time experiencing a tornado. And it had to be by my house, obviously. But, you know, I'm glad that it didn't affect my actual apartment building or... we didn't have power for 2 days, but I'm glad it didn't affect my actual apartment building. I didn't have a vehicle, but it did mess up a lot of people's vehicles at that time. It was bad. And it didn't come over here. It didn't come over here at all?
No, actually. I seen that it was on Walnut, and I was keeping up with it. It was on Walnut, but, like, Walnut is probably, like, 10 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. And so when I seen that, I was like, oh snap, like it's coming this way, but then it was actually going like north.
Okay.
And so I was just like really in shock. I feel like it happened so fast, like it wasn't even raining.
No.
It wasn't raining
and
at
it
all.
It happened so fast. That's what I keep saying. I was like, I feel like it was like a couple minutes, but then by seeing
it's like after the game went off. Yeah. Like the game was ending and I was like, the news, it was on like the actual news channel. And so we kept getting like the sign that was saying, oh, it's going to be a tornado. And then I was like, dang, like it's going to be a tornado, like, you know, take cover. And I really wasn't taking it serious at first. And then I was like, dang, like, then I went outside, the wind was like blowing.
Going crazy.
And I was just like, you know, it's really the temperature changing because it was nice that day. Mm-hmm. And I think because we were getting like a small cold front, the temperature change definitely creates tornadoes and especially winds. It was blowing. Right. It was very windy the entire day. So, but I wasn't expecting a tornado. It has affected a lot of people. I wanted to make sure you were okay though, because it was in your area. And I was like, I don't think Courtney knows how serious this is.
I didn't. I'm telling you, I really did. And I was like, okay, I usually get these messages on my phone.
And I was like, you know what to do, right? You know, you got to get in the tub, put a mattress over the tub. You know, that's what they tell us to do. They also say, like, if you are in an apartment complex, like, to go in a hallway, stay away from windows, and make sure you take cover. Like, you're supposed to get down on the ground. You have your knees on the ground, feet tucked, and then you put your hands over your head and neck so that, like, you know, like, you never did that in school? Well, you don't have tornadoes in Michigan. So.
Yeah, like, we had tornado drills, but... That was so long
y'all
ago.
Did do that for your tornado
like,
drill?
Yeah, well, you're talking about like get under, take cover, and put your head under like this and like crunched up in a ball. Yeah, we did that, but that was like elementary, middle school. I never did it in like college.
You're right. I was gonna say, yeah, we didn't do that in college, like, or
high school.
High school.
So it's like, I don't remember what to do if I'm actually in that situation. I was like, is this really happening or am I losing it?
I think because we can get tornadoes out here, I take it more seriously. Mm-hmm. Not kind of, but I take it more seriously because we are able to get tornadoes. But I don't know. I just remembered that. I remembered them telling us to do that in school.
Really? Well, I know now if another tornado come my way, I'm telling you, I'm getting in that tub with my mattress. But it was so fast. Like, that's what was so crazy to me. I was talking to my Uber driver when I had to go to work the next day. I was talking to my Uber driver, and it was like, I was telling him it was only a couple minutes, but looking at the effect of it, it looks like it lasted for
a long time,
but it really didn't. But it knocked so many trees down, took off people's rooftops, messed up people's cars. Like, the damage of it was horrendous, but at the same time, it didn't last for a long time. That's just so crazy to me.
Yeah.
It was an experience. It was definitely an experience, guys. Texas is showing me everything in 1 month. The month of October. They said it's about to be a new year. So let's give Courtney show them how Texas really is. So.
And that's really nothing.
Right.
It's really nothing. There's been worse tornadoes. But prayers to those people that lost their homes, their cars, family members. But nobody was hurt. So not family members. Okay. It's at least not what I've seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen nobody getting hurt either. I just seen a lot of people like losing their houses and vehicles. Bless you.
Thank you.
Like we said, prayers up to those people who did lose their homes and their vehicles. Yeah, because that's scary. Even the gas station was kind of torn off. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Scribbins Radio is over there on, like, Walnut. Like, I take Walnut exit to get to Scribbins Radio. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking at the news and I seen that it was in the area, I was like, dang, like, I hope the studio is okay because that's right there. And then I was looking at the tornado on TV, like, move around, and it was saying, oh, it's heading to Plano. And then it even affected Rockwall. And Rockwall is going, you know, you pass through Plano, and then it's Rockwall and everything. Rockwall is kind of going towards Commerce.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so it actually went far out.
It was two different tornadoes. Yeah, it was one in this area, one in, like, the Plano and Rockwall area. And then one in, like, North Dallas, Richardson.
So
area.
Does Texas get, have a tornado season? I know I talked to a lot of people and they said that this is not tornado
season.
This
is not tornado season.
Yeah, so that was just...
Tornado season is in the spring. And that's when we, you know, get the most rain. Like, and that is March, April, May. Mm-hmm. Really April and May. Springtime is when we get a lot of rain, of course. That is our tornado season. Okay. But this past spring, we didn't even... I mean, it rained. Now, don't get me wrong. It rained out here in Texas. Like, it rained. I remember it raining for, like, 5 Saturdays straight. I was like, it rained every Saturday. It would rain all day on every Saturday. Because I remember that because I was like, I can't do nothing. Like,
yeah, and
all
rain,
my plans was like ruined. But,
and when it rained out here, it rained. Like, it pours. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't no, oh, you're going to get a little sprinkle here and there. No, it pours.
You will, but it does pour. It does pour in Texas. But I was like, no, what is this? What is this? But we didn't really get any like tornado warnings in Dallas around that time, so it really shocked me. But like I said, with the weather changing and all the cold fronts and then it being cold one day, hot one day, and then windy all at the same time, I feel like that's what created the tornado.
Yeah,
I always wonder, like, what gives it that boost? Like, what makes it just get out of control and then just travel
crazy,
and, like, grow? Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at it on TV, on the news. Mm-hmm. I was looking at it, and I was like, wow, like, it's really dark and it's really developing. Like, I wonder what made it, like, develop like that. trash everywhere. Right. You know, it's and even, you know what? We're talking about tornadoes. Prayers to Cali right now. They are battling wildfires.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that had to evacuate their homes because of the wildfires.
In Cali, that keeps happening in California.
Oh, that's bound to happen at any time of the year in Cali because it's so hot.
It's so hot. And it's like, why does that? And then remember they were battling those earthquakes. They got really bad earthquakes. And it's like, I want to move to Cali. Like, that's another place that I want to maybe have a house at. But, man, like, it's beautiful in Cali, but they get a lot of bad weather.
They do.
They get a lot of bad weather. But, yeah, prayers definitely to California. Definitely up there. But we will continue back with the flow of CN Co.
Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.
Welcome back, guys, to the flow of C and Co. So our next topic of discussion, we will be talking about breaking the cycle that a lot of people have in their head. So I was thinking about how when you are a kid, you are raised to being told to go to school, go to college, graduate college, get a new job, get you a career, a nice job that's maybe a 9-to-5. Then after your job, you know, move up in a company, hopefully, but retire. And that's it. Like, that's just the cycle. Going to college or going to school, getting a job, and then retiring. And it's like, I see that cycle so much. And I've even was in that cycle in my head maybe a couple years ago or even a couple months ago. But seeing that cycle and how common it is, we need to break that cycle. A lot of people, there's so much money in this world. And if you really want to be wealthy or you really want to actually be rich, like people talk about it, but if you really want the money, you ain't going to get that money by just getting a 9-to-5. It's not happening that way. You ain't going to pay your college bills, all that debt that you went, you're not going to pay that off as soon as you want to with just a 9-to-5. Like, you need to have extra income. You need to have extra income flowing in. You can do other stuff that can provide that type of income. But you I don't like the mindset of just going to college and then getting a job and then retiring. Like, where's the fun in this? Like, what? I don't want to just graduate college, just get a job and then retire. That's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cycle. It's really a huge cycle that a lot of people actually go with. A lot of people follow.
Yeah.
Going to college. And
I do feel like a lot of people follow that. But at the same time, I feel like in a world that we live in today, there's so many other options rather than working a 9-to-5 mm-hmm. and then preparing for retirement. I know there are a lot of people that don't prepare for retirement. People, like, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm not thinking about retirement right now. I'm thinking about getting a job right now. So, when I do get a job, I will probably start thinking about it, but a lot of the time, I probably won't think about it until, like, I'm well in my 30s, like, early 40s, because I'm getting close to retirement age.
Right.
It's a good thing to think about retirement and, you know, kind of have plans for yourself, but at the same time, when we set plans for ourselves, God laughs at us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nobody wants to work a 9-to-5. 9-to-5s are not bad. You just have to enjoy what you're doing.
You have to actually enjoy what you're doing.
And if you don't enjoy what you're doing, that 9-to-5 is definitely going to drag.
It's going to drag, and it's going to actually show that you're not enjoying it. Like, by you not enjoying your life at all, doing something that you don't like doing, it's going to show on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show on how you act. It's going to show on how you age. Like, yeah. It's all going to show on you.
But... and it's not motivation. It's mm-hmm. not motivation at all, because you're not living. You're mm-hmm. existing.
Right.
You're definitely existing.
You're existing, and you're just like going on a pattern. Like, it's just a set.
Because you're wasting. You know, you might make good money. But I feel like a lot of people that make great money, they are also wasting their time. They may feel like they're wasting their time because they are not able to do the things that they actually enjoy doing while working their job.
Right.
And I know it's hard for everybody to want to, you know, work their dream job and do what they have to do. And then, you know, not work that 9-to-5. But you definitely have to be dedicated. You have to be creative. Think of something that makes you stand out from others. And whatever that is, start your own business. A lot of the times people don't, you know, people think about starting their own business, but mm-hmm. they don't really go through with it because right. they don't believe in themselves enough to start their own business. But you can mm-hmm. really start a business with anything nowadays. Like,
yeah.
there's so much easy money flying around.
There's so much money flying
around.
So
much money for
everybody to win. For everybody. And I don't want to, like, just tear it down. Like, some 9-to-5s, you know, a lot of people may like that schedule. But I just need people to think. And me, too. I'm talking about myself as well. I've been training my brain to think about, just because you have a 9-to-5, when you leave that job, you don't have to go home and just do the same thing over again. You can actually go out and do something else that you may be passionate about, or do something else that could make your brand grow. Mm-hmm. Don't just settle for the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Settle for something else. Like, do other things that you can enjoy instead of just going to work, coming home, waking up, going to work, coming home, and living paycheck to paycheck. Like, I don't want to live that life. And I'm not living that life. I'm yeah. not putting that on my little journey.
And I feel like it's okay for anyone to have that mindset of mm-hmm. not wanting to work a 9-to-5, because that's their motivation. Mm-hmm. And a 9-to-5 is definitely not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of the times people are like, I can't live by someone else's rules. Mm-hmm. And that's because somebody created that business that you are working for. And that's right. them not working a 9-to-5.
Right.
Nobody wants to work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But you have to build yourself up to that point where you don't have to work for anybody else. But you have to start somewhere at the same time.
Exactly.
I say think of your 9-to-5 is temporary. Mm-hmm. It's definitely temporary. It's helping you save bills. Just don't get caught up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in it. Always think of a master plan or something else that you could be doing or working on. Just always think about what you're really passionate about.
Right.
And then think about the ways that you can build upon that. And that's definitely something that I'm doing, because I don't want to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life
mm-hmm.
as well. But mm-hmm. I do know over the next years or so, 10 years, I would say, I probably most likely will have a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving my 10 years bad. Max. I'm right. saying, look, I'm giving myself 10 years max.
Right.
But I want to be able though. To create my own business that mm-hmm. way. I won't have to do that.
And you don't have to work that same 9-to-5.
So so we are able to live and not just exist.
Not just exist. Actually live and enjoy your life. Enjoy without being stressful and without being stressed, I mean, or, you know, just live. But like, I like the 9-to-5. Like, I work a 9-to-5 right now, but at the same time, I want to do other stuff outside of the 9-to-5. Like, we have 24 hours in each day. Every day we wake up, we have 24 hours. Those 24 hours, we can decide how we want to live those 24 hours. We can decide if we want to sleep for those 8 hours, or we can decide if we want to sleep for 5 and go to work for 9. And like, we decide what we want to do with those 24 hours. So only by working the 9-to-5, that's 9 hours out your day, or 8 hours, well, including the lunch, that's 9 to 8 hours out your day. You have the rest of that day to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sleep for 8 hours. We have a lot of people thinking that you have to sleep for 8 hours. Don't get me wrong. When I do sleep in, it's amazing, you know, but
at the same time, it's draining.
Yeah. You don't have to sleep for 8 hours. You can sleep for 5 hours and the rest of the day you have other things. You have other time to do what you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So just spend your 24 hours wisely.
It's crazy that you say that because like, if we really think about it, mm-hmm. if we stay up to like 2 a.m. doing something that we are passionate about or, you know, are interested in or want to learn more about, mm-hmm. then we have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can wake up at 8 o'clock, get your day started.
Get your day started.
8 o'clock, 8:30, get your, you know, make you a cup of coffee, take mm-hmm. a shower, whatever wakes you up and get you going in the morning. Stretch, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can do that for an hour. Another thing is you can work out for an hour. That's boom. That's 9 o'clock.
Right.
It's crazy because I'm saying that, but that is something that I have been working on.
But like it's making sense though.
Yeah, and then you got like all day to do whatever it is, and then mm-hmm. you here it is 2 a.m, and then whatever you are passionate about doing, you can do that from 10 to 2, or you know something that you really care about and really want to work on. You can do that for. You know, a long time, really.
Right?
And what we don't realize is we really waste our time binge watching our favorite shows.
Man, so much. I was listening to this guy speak, and he said something that I was like, I'm actually going to try to do. So he said, put a goal on your calendar. So let's say November is about to come up. Put a goal on your calendar. So at the end of November, you have to accomplish that goal. If you do not accomplish the goal, then you have to add it to the next month. Each month that you add this same goal over and over, you're going to be like, dang, what am I doing to not accomplish this goal? So then it's going to start getting in your head, like, I need to start changing up what I'm doing in order so I can accomplish this goal, so I can cross it off and put a new goal on my calendar. So I'm going to try that for November. I am going to try. It's going to be no days off November, but... I'm going to try to put a goal. Yeah, I'm going to try to put a goal on the calendar and not try, but I am going to put a goal on the calendar and see if you can accomplish it. It's different when you look at it and then if you just say it. Like, it's different seeing it. And if you look at your calendar every day, I look at my calendar every day. But if you look at your calendar every day and if you see that goal, you're like, okay, what do I have to do today to get one step closer to it? Or what can I do to get 2 steps closer? And if you don't accomplish it in that month, then you have to add it on to the next one. You can't say, okay, let me try a new goal. Nope, you have to add it on until you accomplish it. So we both should try that. Put a goal on our calendar and accomplish it. Just by us looking at it every day, it's going to push us.
Yeah.
You want to try that out?
We definitely can try that out. I do want to try the no days off November.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a New Year's booster, or like a booster before New Year's, mm-hmm. to kind of get you going, because you don't want to be repetitive in what you're doing every year.
Right.
I found that I am repetitive in what I'm doing every year. I realized that because like some goals that I had set mm-hmm. for this year, out of 10 of the goals I wrote down, I've only completed half of that. Mm-hmm. And it is almost November.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to keep saying like we're doing like a New Year's resolution
mm-hmm.
and it's not happening. I'm not right. making it happen.
Right.
So I want to, the no days off November, I want to see how much I can get done and covered in November, before the end of the year. So that right. way I can at least have 7 mm-hmm. of the goals that I written down at the beginning of the year.
Completed. And then you walk into the new year like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. new goals, new me.
Right, honestly, but no, yeah, everybody doesn't have to be set on working a 9-to-5, but I do feel like it is, you have to do it.
Yeah,
because you want
to, somewhere in life you have to do
it. Somewhere in life you have to do it. Right. It is okay, like, I don't know, I don't want anybody to look at it different,
right.
or look at it like it's a bad thing, because it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I say we all need to get accustomed to the corporate world because it does help our professionalism.
It definitely does. It helps our professionalism.
And that's much needed, especially when you're trying to start your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up ideas from, your corporate job on what to do, how to handle it, who to hire, how to talk, what you need. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this, like I said, in this day and age, we have so many options and so much to do, so many things that could just help us create that money that we want to come in.
Right. There's so many opportunities we have. We just got to actually use them. Like, we just have to stop talking about it and just be about it. Like, that's what I told myself the other day. I said, Courtney, stop talking about it and just be about it. Because how I look at it is, before I even moved to Dallas, I was looking up all about Dallas. And I was looking at all the opportunities that is out here. And I'm like, that was one of the reasons why I came out here. Because there's so much you can do in this city. Like, it's so much you can do in Texas, period. Mm-hmm. In the state of Texas, there's so much you can do. And by me being out here now, it's like, sometimes you feel like, okay, when am I going to actually start doing these things? Or maybe I'm not doing enough. But, like, just don't be hard on yourself. I had to tell myself, actually, when I say I'm going to do it, do it. And all I need to do is say it one time. Like you said last week, just say it one time and do it.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, it's like, I feel like we're getting back on, like, goals.
I know.
We're always talking about goals. But I feel like you moving to Texas was definitely a big step. Mm-hmm. And you definitely shouldn't be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Everything happened for a reason. You are doing what most people never do, and just move out of a town or city or a state where they don't see anything good happening for themselves.
Right.
They don't take that next step. They don't. So people don't even get out of their own city. Some people don't even get out of their own state. There's a lot of people that ain't been out of Texas that's from Texas. So definitely look at it like you are doing something. Now, I know you didn't move out here for no reason. You can't move out here and do the same thing you was doing in Michigan, because then that's no point.
Right. But I need you to be my alarm clock.
Not really. Like, Courtney, get up. You still doing what you're doing in Michigan. Nah, but seriously though, it's, I'm just saying, you are really doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you. See, it's nice to hear that sometimes. It's nice to hear it though. But yeah, we are getting out of this cycle, guys. We are getting out of the cycle of just graduating college, getting us a salary job, and then retiring. We're not going to live in that cycle. You can still get a salary job, but do stuff outside of that company. Do stuff outside of just going to work.
Yeah. It's definitely important that we create a routine mm-hmm. outside of our 9-to-5s. Like, even though I don't have one, I have a serving job, which is definitely, it makes my schedule flexible because I am able to get shifts picked up, or I'm able to pick up a shift.
Right.
But at the same time, it's really not teaching me anything, but that I'm just making money. That's it. I mean, and money is cool. Like, I communicate and I talk to people. It is kind of like a form of networking. You never know who you're serving.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just like, this is not something that I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, I definitely don't want to be there until I'm 30. Like, I would rather have a 9-to-5 job.
And
do that until I'm 30. And then branch out somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But create your own reality is really the whole point of this. It's really just creating your own reality and how to break out of your 9-to-5 if that's something that you see yourself doing in the next few years, decade, however you want to look at it. Break out of that 9-to-5. Like, we all can be our own bosses.
We really can.
Like I said, so much free money going everywhere. So many people. I know we talk about YouTube a lot, but YouTube. And people are not just doing makeup and stuff on YouTube. People are doing a whole bunch of things on YouTube.
Making money off of it.
And I'm pretty sure they have other things that they do on the side of YouTube that makes them more money. And that's them creating their own reality.
Yep.
And being their own boss.
Being your own boss. That's the goal here.
But yes, remember that you are listening to The Flow C & Co. We'll be right back and we will get into more topics that we have for y'all today. And you don't wanna miss it.
Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the flow. C and Co. You already know when I hit the door, it already flow. Go, whoa, ho.
And there you have it. The Would you ever want to become a rapper? That was her first freestyle.
First single. Everybody go pick it up. It's out now, October 29th, called The Flow of C. No
the
Co.
The Flow of C. No Co.
I'm just kidding. No, welcome back to the next topic. So, there was a tragic event that had taken place over this past weekend, but it was not here in Texas. It was not here in Texas, but it has been all over social media. So there was an Iowa woman who had passed away at her daughter's gender reveal, and it was a explosion gone wrong. What they want to say, it was like a pipeline explosion that had created, you know, like people overdo it sometimes. Like they try to, like, you know, have the color smoke or come out of a car or come out of a balloon or, you know, people, you know, a lot of people haven't been keeping it simple anymore. Everybody wants their gender reveals to be different.
Yeah. And be better than the other month.
Yeah, so but all these creative ideas are, and this is not the first time that someone has been hurt during a gender reveal. There's been other times where I know a little boy was hit by a car because they were the person was driving and like took off, and he was hit by a car at a gender reveal.
What? So yeah. With this one, like they wanted the smoke to come out of.
I guess like some type of pipe. I'm not really sure, but it says Iowa woman passes away after a gender reveal gone wrong in an explosion. And she was 56 years old, and she was pronounced dead on the scene. This happened in Iowa, like I said, and they are still investigating it. But I wanted to talk about that because, people, we are overdoing it with the gender reveals, man.
Yeah. Overdoing it. I don't even know if I don't know. I guess I won't know if I have one until I actually get pregnant, like in future. Not now, but I don't know. Like, people are doing the most. Just get, but then it's like maybe it's your first child, you want to go all out. But so, what is their definition of the most? And sometimes they're not even the ones planning it. Sometimes they actually have somebody else planning it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have, like, the godmom or something, you know? So, I don't know. People are doing the most with it. Do you want a gender reveal when you get pregnant? When you have a baby? Are you going to want one?
Honestly, I don't think I want a gender reveal. I think that, or if I do a gender reveal, I want it to be more intimate. Like, I want it to be like at a dinner somewhere, at a nice place, mm-hmm. and then like some waiters come and like pour a drink, and then it turns like our drinks blue or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just something
like something simple. Still like nice and ill-surprising,
yeah,
right?
I want it to be something simple. I want it to be more intimate. Mm-hmm. I'll wait to my shower.
Yeah, for something big and something then extravagant.
Then there's like another part of me that don't even want to know the gender. I kind of want to have like a unisex everything. Like,
really?
Where people just bring like new colors or like colors for a boy and a girl to wear and like Pampers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I definitely want to know my baby's gender. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to wait patiently for an extra month in order to find out what I'm having, like yeah. what's going to give me. But then it is an exciting time. So I don't know. I guess you never know until you're actually experiencing it.
Yeah.
But I don't want nothing huge for my gender reveal. Like, I don't want nothing big for my wedding. I want to go all out for my wedding. Mm-hmm. But for my gender reveal, I wouldn't want nothing big. Like, you know, something immediate family, really, really close friends, and something like small but nice at the same time. Like, you know, something small but nice. But you never know what the future can hold. But that's just a tragedy that happened with her. Like, that was her mom, I guess. So it was her mom that ended up dying. That is definitely a tragedy. So prayers up to everything that we've been talking about on this podcast this week.
There's been some touching topics.
Yeah, it's been definitely some touching topics. And so prayers up to every topic that we talked about, people who have been going through all of these things. Prayers up to their families.
But yes, definitely a touching topic. That's really sad. That's so sad. I don't know. People really should just keep it simple.
Yeah. Keep it simple and classy and nice.
Yeah. We're going to get into our Q&A. And Courtney, do you know what you're going to talk about?
So, as you all know, let me stop. Okay, so as you all know, we have people on our social media, people who are following us. On our social media, Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook, you are able to ask us any question that you want, and we discuss it on this podcast. And it can be any question that you want, and we will discuss it. So my first question that someone asked me was, who's your favorite rapper? So I would have to say my favorite rapper as of, like, I don't know if he's my favorite rapper right now, but I'll say as of the beginning of October, because I don't really know if he's my favorite rapper right now, but is Drake. Like, I love Drake. Everybody who know me know that I love Drake, but I just don't know if he is still my favorite rapper, because I really barely listen to him now. Now I've just been, I don't know, been on my soulful listening, but Drake is he up there though, so he'll be my favorite rapper right now. Who is he? Do you have Drake? A favorite rapper?
I was about to say, I like Drake. My favorite rapper at the moment would be Larry June.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Of course.
No,
I'm not saying of course because I like you personally, but I'm saying of course because a lot of people don't really know who he is. He's an upcoming rapper. He is from San Francisco, California. Mm-hmm. Larry June. Do you know who Dom Kennedy is?
Dom Kennedy, no.
Okay. Well, okay, Courtney. he's a rapper, but he is like, he can rap on like a slow beat. It's more of like mellow tone beats, and he just like kill the beat like this and just get on the flow. Like, really though, y'all really should listen to Larry
June. And that's
June.
Don Kennedy?
No. That's Larry June.
That's Larry June. Okay.
But they kind of remind me of each other, but it's like two different. You really do get two different vibes though.
Okay.
But he always talk about like goals and like living a healthy lifestyle and how you ain't always got trapped to be a rapper. And he talk about some really good things. So
I'm gonna have to check him out.
I definitely like listening to him. And I mean, you know, he got his songs where he rapped, you know, about his come up and everything, like everybody.
Right,
you
actually rapping about something.
But he actually rap about something. Yeah. Talk about like getting a house before you get a car. You know, people be getting nice cars and stuff, but don't be having no house. Mm-hmm. He talk about a lot of stuff. So that will be one of my favorite rappers at the moment.
Okay. Well, what was your first question that someone asked you?
My first question is, what was my first job? My first job was working at Razoo's. That was my first job. I had just got a car. My dad had got me a car like my junior year of high school, like the second semester of my junior year. And I was like, all right, I gotta put gas in this car now. So I need a job. They don't
about to give you gas.
They're just not gonna give me gas money. Right. They got me a car. So got me a job, and I feel like it was a great first job for me. I was the hostess at Razoo's, and then I wanted to move up to serving, but I couldn't pass my skill out. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember, like, the food items and what it come with and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? Nah. So mm-hmm. I went to Golden Chick, but back to my first job. I'm not even going to talk about that, but my first job, because I need to stay on topic. My first job was working at Razoo's. I definitely love working at Razoo's. I loved eating there. I loved getting discounts on my food. And I met a lot of wonderful people. Yeah. Some people I don't even see anymore. Some people that I made friends forever. And we follow each other on social media. But that was a good first job. All I had to do was sit people down and greet right. them and make sure they was good.
Smile and just look cute at the door.
Smile, take to-go orders, make mm-hmm. sure the to-go order was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my good first job.
Okay, my first job was working at Home Depot when I first started college, actually. Yeah, freshman year of college. Started at Home Depot, and it's crazy because I really have not had a lot of jobs. Like, now that I think about it, yeah, I haven't had a lot of jobs. I would say five. I've had five jobs, and I'm 25 years old. Hmm. Yeah, I've had five jobs, yep. Working at Home Depot was my first job, though. That was a really good job. It was.
What did you do? Like, what was your?
I was a cashier. So I started out as being a cashier, and then I moved to working like at the sales desk, like where people come in when they have questions as to what aisle to go to. And it was a nice job. It was just like something that I didn't want to keep asking my mom for money. So I was like, okay, let me start making my own type of income income flow. It was like a part-time job, you know, because I was thinking part-time is actually money, but it was nice, you know. I won't go back, but it was nice. I met some really nice people.
I tried to work at Home Depot, but they would not hire me. It was hard.
Home Depot was hard?
It was hard to get on. Like, I wanted to work in the section where, like, the more of, I'm trying to think. Where the paint was.
I'm about to say the paint and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When working in the departments, it's hard to get in. But, like, if you just want to be a cashier, they usually hire, like, college students, younger people for cashiering and for, like, sales reps and stuff. But then if you're going into the departments, they kind of hire within. Like, you actually have to be working in Home Depot in order to get into, like, the paint department or, like, they got to move you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's so hard to work in to like find a job in the departments. But it was a nice job, actually. Yep, it was a nice job. So my next question is where was I born? So as you all know, I am originally born in Michigan, but the actual city that I was born in was Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kalamazoo, Michigan is kind of close to, I would say, Chicago. Yeah, I would say Chicago. It's close to Chicago or like Grand Rapids area, like that area. But I was born in Kalamazoo, and when I would say 5, 6, 7 years old, that's when we moved to like the outskirts of Detroit area. And yeah. So yeah, I was born in Kalamazoo, but raised in the outskirts of Detroit. So.
Where am I? I'm from Dallas. Yeah. Texas, born and raised.
Born and raised.
But that's it. Yeah. I'm from Dallas, Texas. The part of Dallas that I am from is Oak Cliff. My grandmother still stays in Oak Cliff. My grandma raised me low key. My mama raised me too though, but I spent a lot of time with my grandmother when mm-hmm. I was younger. My mom worked her jobs. My daddy had stuff to do. So, right. you know, they had to go out and get it for me. And my granny was retired already. So
right.
when I was born, she was in her 50s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had retired from a good paying job. I cannot think of the name right now. But it was a good job over in Dallas. Over there by the fair. I cannot think of it. Anyways. Mm-hmm. But she was retired from their job, and so.
And she just, like, watched you while your mama and daddy had to go get it.
Yep.
Had to go get it.
And my next question is, I am going to Starbucks. What will you order? I will order usually is a tall caramel frappe with extra caramel. But I switch it up sometimes. I'll get like a mango dragon fruit drink. Mm-hmm. That's really good. I feel like Starbucks drinks are so sugary though, so I be trying to like stay away from it.
Right.
If anything, I make my own coffee at home. My friend got me this, she got me like some Korean coffee.
Okay.
It's really good. So what I do is just warm up some water, mm-hmm. and then I pour the coffee in there like it's already coffee, you know. Mm-hmm. So and I take two creamers, put that in there, mm-hmm. and then I also just put ice because it got like its own flavor.
Oh, so you don't even need no sugar, so it's even better.
And then
you.
I put some ice in it, and boom, I got me some coffee.
And boom. Yeah, I make coffee at my house too. I just make my coffee at home. But if I did go to Starbucks, it would definitely, I would get like a caramel macchiato. So that's what I would get from Starbucks if I do go, or like caramel lattes. I always get something with caramel in it, always. Mm-hmm. But and something hot. Like I don't really do iced coffee.
I like ice and hot coffee. It just depends on the weather.
Yeah. Yep, so I do
hot. But it's definitely time for hot coffee.
Oh, yeah, it's for sure time for hot coffee right now. Hot or like the frappes. Like the frappes are good, too.
Yeah. Is it frappe or frap?
Frappe.
I think it's frap.
I think it's frappe. What y'all? What?
Because you don't say frappuccino. You say
frappuccino. Let me get a frappuccino. You say frappa.
Frappa. It ain't a frappa, though.
Uh-huh.
Frappe. Okay, whatever. It's frap. Anyways, but this is the end of our show. Remember that you are listening to The Flow of Seeing Co. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Dallas County Elections is giving you the power to vote more conveniently with 468 new election vote centers starting this election day, November the 5th. The new county election vote centers will allow you the option to vote close to where you live, work, near a school, or anywhere it is convenient to you. You are no longer required to vote at your home precinct on election day. On election day, there will be 468 vote centers like this one across Dallas County. We have new express voting equipment, new tabulation equipment, and a new way to sign in to vote. This makes voting as easy as 1, 2, 3. They are secure and efficient. Our new system is not connected to the internet, so your vote counts. November the 5th, vote where it's convenient for you. To find a vote center near you, visit DallasCountyVotes.org or call 214-819-6300. Because we care, hope to see you there.